Hare Krishna. This morning, Dresrad Shamsundar pictures will be available on the site. Very stunning and beautiful, as usual. And Hare Kirtan. Kirtan is available on the site. And we gave a class at Umrao. Umrao is the beautiful place just outside the, for those devotees who know New Rajadam, just outside the Prasadam tent, function tent, where there's a big weeping willow. And that's the place of Umrao. Umrao is a derivative of the words Unmata Radhika. Unmata means someone who's become intoxicated. Mad means intoxication. Unmata means very intoxicated. Someone who's become very intoxicated, or Shrimati Radharani, in a very intoxicated state, and obviously not from intoxicants, but from the supreme intoxicant of love of God, love for Krishna. And we continued there with our theme of bringing Radhasham Sundar into your life. And I turned it around a little by advising devotees to actually enter into Radhasham Sundar's life. When we talk about having Krishna, and particularly when we speak about deities entering into our life, it risks, or runs the risk of us still remaining in the center point. It's sort of similar to having, for instance, deities at home. Devotees may have Gornitai deities at home, and home deities are worshipped in a way where they actually adjust to the home schedule, whatever time that you eat, whatever you eat, when you make offerings, when you wake them up, put them to sleep. Now I'm talking about Gornitai deities, of course. And so the sense of actually basing our own lives around Krishna, in our case around Radhesham, is not the same. It's not the same as altar worship, where you have to fit into their program, and where we have to make adjustments to our lives, where it's very, very clear who's at the center, which is very helpful for us because it's very clear as to who's really the boss. I read from the canto Prahlad Maharaj, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, and Prabhupada's comment on Archanam, on deity worship. And it's very interesting how Srila Prabhupada really emphasized how compulsory deity worship is, particularly for grihasthas. He says that sannyasis and brahmacharis can travel and preach, but grihasthas, because they're generally entangled in all types of maintenance, they have to do deity worship. This is where Srila Prabhupada says that unless they do deity worship, they fall down. And this is this was the basis of our developing New Brajadam, is that the first thing we built was we built the temple, we built Radhesham, we built the center of the community, and that about which the devotees are meant to actually base their lives and enter into the life of Radhesham. And, of course, we're all engaged in serving Krishna in some way or another. But Srila Prabhupada established deities so that we actually have the opportunity for direct engagement, as I said, basing our lives around theirs, learning, being in a situation where we're not the boss, where we're just some insignificant floor sweeper or pujari or dressing or cooking or whatever things that we may doing, we may be doing. And it gives us a real opportunity to show our Krishna consciousness, to show our love. Because it's one thing to talk about it, but knowing that the deity of the Lord is not different from Him, and that Krishna is directly here. So when we're talking about Krishna consciousness, and He is specifically come in order to give us His darshan, to allow us to serve Him, then real love, real affection, real relationship means to render some direct personal service to the deities. And Srila Prabhupada was very keen, very concerned, particularly whenever this topic of home worship came up for devotees who are obviously living in the proximity of the temples, that why worship other deities, especially in some kind of elaborate deity worship, when the temple deities are there and they're aching and calling out to be served. This is one of the real needs of developing as a Krishna conscious society, that I know, for instance, it's like that at Bhaktivedanta Manor. And it's developing like that here in Budapest, although not to that extent, where the congregation is doing more and more and more of the deity worship. And it's not that the deities are meant to be worshipped by the devotees in the temple. It's their deities, or it's some type of service. But anyone who comes, anyone who visits, anyone who lives in the area, anyone who's an initiated Brahmin, that yes, let me take my opportunity to render some direct service to the Lord. And He's been so kind enough to come here. So let me then reciprocate with that and serve Him. When Srila Prabhupada installed Rukmini Dwarkadish, he gave such a wonderful class, and at the end he started to cry and his voice cracked, and speaking to the effect that Krishna's here, He's come, He's so kind, just to accept His service. Don't think that He's a statue, don't take Him for granted, don't neglect Him. So let's enter into the lives of our local deities. Here we're encouraging devotees more and more to participate in the service of Radha Shyamasundar. In Hungary, I've asked all initiated devotees and actually all full-time devotees to spend 2 weeks in Nirvashadam just to get an experience of the farm, separate from festivals, and for Brahmins to come and directly do service to their lordships, wherever they may be in the yatra. It's taken some time, but it works. It's working, and it works, and it really helps put Krishna in the picture. Otherwise, often by the demands of day-to-day life, family demands, children, and so on, we can very easily get Krishna consciousness to become something that's theoretical, something that's we talk about, and we talk about love of God, and we talk about service to Krishna, and yet at the same time we don't have time for it. We don't make time for it, although we have time for it, but we don't necessarily make time for it. And is what Srila Prabhupada's plan. Srila Prabhupada established these wonderful deities all over the world. He encouraged us to continue establishing those deities. But those deities we have to see as being our responsibility. They can't be like when we go to India, such a sorry state where you have one or two pujaris taking care of deities and people are tourists, they come and they go, or they give some pice, but no one really takes responsibility for the upkeep and maintenance of the deities. Not all temples are like that. Some temples have a good following, and therefore they have many pujaris that are being paid. That's also in this purport where Srila Prabhupada says that one shouldn't pay pujaris. Pujaris should not be paid, but rather they should be maintained by all means. All their needs should be taken care of, but it isn't that you give someone a certain salary to do deity worship. That's not Brahman. Brahmins don't receive salaries. And it tends to become a business, which is not what Prahlad Maharaj was recommending. He says, why are you asking me to ask for a benediction? I'm not a vanik, I'm not a merchant, and I'm serving you for some remuneration. Similarly, you can't have deity worship as some kind of employment, where if someone's doing 40 hours and if they do 50 hours, then they're getting overtime for serving Krishna, Hare Krishna. So maintenance, that certainly should be there. And that was one of the points that Prabhupada was making in the purport, if you care to refer to it. So entering into Krishna's life, it's the journey of Krishna consciousness, how we can actually become part of the Lord's way of life, so that ultimately we become accepted by Him, and that we become recognized by service here, we become recognized for eternal service there in the spiritual world. But it means that we have to get used to having Krishna as the center and adjusting our lives to suit His. And how fortunate are the pujaris that they have the opportunity for direct service. Srila Prabhupada said, most fortunate. It's such a wonderful opportunity, wonderful service, but therefore don't leave it just to the pujaris. We should all take advantage of it for ourselves and do whatever little service that their lordships are willing to give us, and consider ourselves very, very fortunate, and keep that service and hang on to it by all means. Hare Krishna.